All right. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the late night talk with the janitor. It's your boy, the janitor. And today we have a special guest. And you heard him here, you heard him live. This is the snack bar attendant. You know what it is. We're repping that OIC. You know, we in downtown Oakland. We honestly just rolling up some weed. Finna get fat high. Finna go back to work. You know, deal with these fucking hot, musty people. They're nice though. They're cool. I do like working here. I like my coworkers. They're all cool. You know. Shout out Sam. Shout out Mike. Yeah, Sam. Fuck Jason. Nah. But what are your thoughts about this place though, snack bar attendant?
It's pretty easy. Pretty smooth. Pays pretty cool.
It's alright. You know? I've seen rats who live better. Nah.
Alright, right here. Craziest Bart story, go.
Craziest Bart story. Holy shit, okay. Alright, one time I was hella drunk coming back from San Francisco. And I was, oh god, what is that? Oh my god. Oh, I spit. Oh my god, that's hella nasty.
Explain to the car what happened.
I just put my hand in my own spit that I spit a while ago. Do I have the papers? I do. What time you gotta go back?
I think I said about like 20 minutes.
Alright. So anyways, I was on Bart hella drunk, coming back from San Francisco. I had lost my friends because I was drunk. We were all raving. Mind you, I'm coming back to Oakland, right? And I ended up running into these drunk couple, and I was asking them where they were going, and they were going to Oakland, and I was like, can you give me a ride to my house? And they're like, it's good. And then I'm hella drunk, I'm about to yak, right? Next thing you know, this guy's girlfriend yaks on him. And bruh, it was horrible.
It was an exorcism.
It was horrible, bruh. And I was like, I just didn't even say anything. And I cut, and I just left him alone, and I ended up fucking walking home, and that was it. That's my craziest, personal, most grossest story from Bart. I got more though, honestly. I got some world crackhead stories.
All right, let me hit you.
Hit you with my, yeah, what's yours?
All right, so, this is one of them. Coliseum Bar Station, of course.
Shout out East Oakland.
And I was in the front, right? In the front area. You know where the front parking lot is?
Yeah, Coliseum, yeah. Yeah. To the right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or you walk out, yeah, it's to the right, yeah.
I was just chilling there in front, you know, waiting for my ride. And next to me was this, like, big, black, yoke. Like huge.
And then
he had some beats on. He was just slapping, you know, waiting for his ride or something, whatever, his Uber or whatever. And then all I see is like a crackhead with that crackhead walk. You know,
you're like, hella skinny, he's up to no good.
Looking hella skinny, right? And out of nowhere, this walk turned into a stride, like a zombie just turning from like crippled to like just starts sprinting at this guy, punches him straight in the face, takes the beats like in one motion, doop, grabs them, runs. I look towards the crackhead's direction, look back at the guy, startled, hit.
I'm checked. My beats.
And I look back, the crackhead is gone. And you know how Coliseum is set up with
that's
the fence.
That's a long street.
Yeah, so I don't know where he disappeared. Maybe he crossed the street or something, but he was long
gone.
And the guy was like, hey, bro, you seen that? I was like, yeah. That was crazy.
That was crazy, bro. You good? That's hilarious. That's crazy, bro. Well,
now we go back to you for another story.
Yeah, it was my bad. I was just lighting the joint, you know. Shout out marijuana. Shout out everybody who smokes weed responsibly, you know. We don't like those irresponsible weed smokers, honestly. You know. All right. Let's get back to the Bart situation. Honestly, to think of it, I don't really have a lot of Bart stories.
Or bus, public transportation.
Okay,
story.
All right, I got a couple of bus stories. I remember one time, there was these two guys. I was sitting in the back, I was slapping my music, and I was texting my girl. And there was these two guys sitting across from each other, but they were looking at each other, you know? They're like this, like facing each other. And they were like kind of glancing at each other, kind of funny and shit. And I was like, oh shit, are these like different gang members? And like, no racism, but you know, it's facts. They were black, you know? And one had dreads and the other one had short hair, fade, nice fade and shit. And the other dude was wearing blue and white Nikes, and the other bro, he had a red hat on and like, you know, some red shit on, right? So I'm like, oh shit, this might be like a blood in a crib in a fight, right? So then one of them was like, dude on the left, he was like, what's up, bro? You got something to say or something? And I'm like, oh, it's gonna go down. And then other dude was like, nah, bro, but you looking at me kind of funny, bro. I ain't fucking with that. Like, what's good, right? And then I was like, oh shit. And then everybody around them immediately gets up and moves. And these two fools, they're like, what's up, dude, bro? See me off the bus. Get off at the next bus stop, bro. Get off at the next bus stop. And they're like, all right then, bet. They're both like, bet. And then they're like, pull the bus over. Bus driver, he pulls over, right? They get off. And the bus driver, as he's pulling off, bro, I see them both sitting there dying, laughing, bro, pointing at everybody on the bus. And they shake hands, bro. And I was like, oh, wow. I was like, they just did a whole ass joke. It was hella random.
That's what you did in high school, too.
Huh?
You know, that's like what me and my friends did in high school sometimes.
For real?
Yeah, I couldn't like bring a fight. Like, you just get close to you.
Oh, at school?
Yeah.
At school. Yeah, I've done that at school, but on bus, though?
That's pretty cool.
But, and at school, it was hella boosy, like. You knew everybody was laughing. Like, it never was like, oh shit, these motherfuckers is finna fight. Unless you were in like theater drama class and you can actually pull that shit off. Nah, but yeah, that shit was crazy. What do you think about the tree?
Pretty good. Marijuana.
All right, so let's talk about how long you've been skateboarding.
How long I've been skateboarding?
Yeah.
You know, started off as a kid with my Yu-Gi-Oh board from Walmart. And from there, went to Element. Like a
real skateboard?
Yeah, I got an Element.
An Element board.
So.
But what got you into skating? Like, what made you be like, oh, I want to fucking skate?
I don't know.
You seen everybody else doing it? And you're like, oh, that looks cool. You know what's funny? Fun fact for everybody who's listening, too, is that, well, obviously, people are going to be listening, hopefully. Skateboarding has been around since the 1960s, I think. Maybe 50s? I'm not sure. But it's been a long fucking time.
Maybe late 60s.
It's been close to what, like 80 years, 70 years, something like that?
Maybe, yeah.
Right?
I say 50, 60.
50, 60 years? Yeah, my math is off. I'm high. That's a long time, though. Like, when did bicycles come out? I don't know. I know.
How long ago?
Yeah?
Bicycles have been
BMXing hasn't been a thing though since like recently though. Yeah. Like 20, 30 years ago, right?
Yeah. But the bicycle was invented how long ago? I know that because I was a...
Yeah, the bicycle was invented before cars were even motorized, right? Or right around that time, like 1912, 1918.
I just know this because I was addicted to American Pickers. For a small part of my life.
Shout out American Pickers.
It was the worst time of my life. I don't know why I kept on watching it.
You just did. You were going through a phase, buddy.
I would just sit there and be like, this is just terrible. It's terrible television.
Horrible, but I must watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just started seeing everybody skateboarding and you're like, oh, I want to do it.
Yeah, then I got that Yu-Gi-Oh board, learned how to ride, learned how to do like a couple like tricks.
How old are you? How old are you?
Probably like 10.
Yeah, that's right around the time I started. All right. Okay, I used to try to really skate hella hard.
In the middle school, you know how to skate, right?
Me?
No, me.
You?
Yeah.
No. I just know you were that fat little chubby kid with the mohawk who was always kicking it with Eric and Andy.
And skated.
Yeah, you played soccer more.
I did both.
Yeah, you're right. I did both, though.
I did bomb that hill, though. Yeah, in our middle school.
Yeah? Did you die?
No, I didn't.
You did die?
I was rad. I feel like the coolest kid in the world.
Nobody seen it, though, huh?
Everybody seen it. That's why it was so cool. It was after school.
You remember the ice cream truck that always come through and sell that Lucas candy right there?
Yeah, the free candy guy.
He was weird. But he was cool, though.
Yeah.
Right here, like this free candy.
Yeah, all right. Oh, yeah. Fucking fun fact or real fact. Me, the janitor, and the snack bar attendant, we went to middle school with each other. He didn't know, but I recognized him when I started working at the Open Eye Center. He has horrible memory. Shit. But,
terrible.
But, yeah, then I started working at the Oakland Eye Center and I seen him and I'm like, hey, don't I know you? He was like, from where? I said, what school did you go to? He's all OMI. I'm on middle school. He goes, MLA. I'm all, so did I. He was like, oh, yeah, I don't know you. And I was like, nah, I definitely know you. And all your friends, Ricky and Eric and fucking Andy. And once I said Andy, he was like, you must know me for real.
Yeah.
you're like, this guy actually might know me, huh?
Yeah, I know Andy, bro.
Yeah, I know. I remember Andy being the cool kid with the fucking bouncy, wavy, dark brown hair and shit.
I was way cooler than Andy.
Yeah. Yeah. I still ain't seen him.
No. I'll tell him a slight.
He smokes?
Yeah. Not as much as me.
Yeah, tell him.
Not as much as me, of course.
You still got time or what?
Yeah.
You got time?
So this hits like 20.
Oh, okay, yeah? Oh, all right, boom, watch this. I'm about to roll me another little...
Doinky. I might just call...
Huh?
Sam over here.
It's good. All right, guys, so, what was I going to say?
How I got this element board.
Oh, yeah, so you got the element board, right? And then...
The story of how I got it right here.
Oh, okay, yeah. Put that out.
I got the Yu-Gi-Oh deck. It was terrible. It was the worst board. It was holographic.
God, that sounds horrible.
It was from Walmart. So I skated that a little bit, learned how to ride, do like an ollie, and then a sub it.
Right.
And then the crab walk, do you know what that is?
Yeah, the penguin walk, I call it.
Oh, the penguin walk. And then what else? That thing where you put on like top of your feet, and then you flip it up and land on it.
Yeah.
Okay, I just knew those basic tricks, right?
Right.
So I went to this thing with my brothers and my cousin. Well, my brother and my cousin. It was like in a factory. It was like an Element thing,
right.
I guess, sponsored by Element.
Right.
So I went in the competition, right? And the guy just told the guy that was competing with me, he was like, hey, take it easy, because I was 10.
Right.
And this guy was like, you know, 18 or whatever.
He was wrong.
Yeah, so I did an ollie, you know, just standing still, just an ollie. And this guy tried to go do the fastest Luan Oliveira ollie. You know who that is?
Yeah.
He tried to do some saucy ollie.
Oh, my God.
He didn't make it. I went to the next round.
Oh, are you serious?
It was sudden death. It was just one trick.
Because you did a basic ass trick. And then what?
And then the second round, I did the crab walk. I walked up. I set up the skateboard, put my feet on it, and just like walked a little bit and landed on it, right? The guy landed that. The guy I was competing with next landed that with ease.
Yeah.
And then I do a shove it, just standing still. He lands that with ease too. And then and I think I try to do another trick that I hadn't really perfected.
Right.
So I fall. Uh-oh. And then he goes, does the nicest kickflip I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh God. So I had to try to do a kickflip, and I completely failed.
It failed.
But since I passed the first round, they gave me a bag full of stickers.
Hey, for real?
Yeah. And then
what? And then he did an ollie. Yeah.
And then after that, I basically, I went to like this little corner area where people were painting boards.
Right.
And then I guess they said if you painted a board, they'll give you a deck.
Oh, what? What?
Element deck, like a real one.
Right.
So I painted a board or whatever, you know, did some baloney. I think I just did like different colored boxes.
Some bullshit.
Yeah, so I go get my free element board. Sick.
Sick. He's all wet as fuck.
You know, it's half white, half like the corner pink.
Right.
And it says element.
Right.
Sick. I was like, oh shit, I'm fucking sick. And then I didn't know that trucks and hella shit are hella expensive.
Hella expensive.
So I ended up making my dad spend $100.
He's all, not my money. My dad.
Yeah, and then he bought me that stuff. I think I had to do a Christmas and a birthday. Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? No present for...
Damn, money. Are you serious?
Yeah.
$100 for what?
Yeah.
They got over.
Yeah, but
Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas? You're supposed to get all the presents on Christmas at least $300 worth.
I get one good one.
What do you know? What are you, like, one of 20 children?
Five, six, wait, not five.
That is a lot of kids, though, in today's society, I ain't gonna lie. Unless your parents are hella Mexican, though. Like, fuck. Because usually, real Mexicans, they get you hella presents for, like, $150. But it's, like, 40 things of toys, though. But they're all cheap.
Yeah, my parents, one good thing. Yeah, but I ended up getting that boy was sick as fuck.
And then from there, you just took off of skating, huh?
Yeah, I skated a little bit, and then I think I broke that board. And then I didn't have enough money for another one. So this is where, like around middle school, I broke it. Look, this is how long I had that board. 10 to like middle school. Wait, that's not that long, right?
10th to what?
When I was 10 years old to like... I broke it
6th grade. That's a long time, because by the time you're in 6th grade, 8th grade, you're 10 in like 5th grade.
It's like a year
14 by the time you're 8th, you're in 8th grade. So yeah, it's been a cool time.
So I broke it, right? And then one time we had a dance. You remember those dances?
Oh yeah, I remember. I remember all three. All 3 years of them.
Cheap nachos or whatever.
Right.
Cheap hot dogs. But you remember they had auctions? Remember they had little auctions? Like you got a ticket and like they gave out prizes out?
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, I do remember that.
You got a ticket, right?
Right.
And I was like, ooh, shit, it's hella close. They call out the numbers. The last number was wrong. And this girl got it. I forgot who. I'm not good with names like I told you.
Yeah, I know.
So one of those names. And then I was like, just sell it to me. I got dub right now.
I'll what give it to you for
dub. Huh?
What was
it? It was just a deck. It was like, you remember that one lady?
Oh, it was a skateboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that one lady, I think she was like an intern or something, and her husband owned a skateboard company.
I think I do know who you're talking about.
She was an intern, but I wasn't sure what she did.
Yeah.
I might have to leave soon, but yeah.
It's only 10, what, 13? You got like 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, so I'm convincing the girl, but I'll give you 20. And she's like, nah. I'm like, alright, I'll give you 10 right now. Next time I see you. She's like, nah. And the teacher came, she's like, are you even about to skate that board? To the girl? The lady that was telling you? She's like, nah. Just sell it to him. He wants a hella bad.
You got to sell it to him. You're going to make money.
So she was like, alright, she sold it to me. Shook. $20 for a new deck.
Bro, that shit was probably $80.
Yeah. It said, I think it said hooligans or something.
Hoonigans.
Hooligans? Yeah. Whatever it said.
Yeah.
It was like all the words multiple times, and then one of them was just like purple or something.
That's what's up.
And then I got that board. That's another $100.
What board do you have right now?
It's a pizza skateboard.
A pizza skateboard?
You know, stairs, ducky.
Wait, how do you say pizza?
Yeah, no. Like the Mexican people say it.
See? Fuck everybody who say pizza ain't the right way to say pizza. It's how you say it.
Me and my friends have this conversation all the time.
Me and my friends make fun of me all the time. All my friends make fun of me because they say I can't say pizza. But I can't say magnificent. That word is hard. So I say it how I can. But anyways, you didn't see that. It went...
Yeah, but after I broke that one, I didn't skate for a long time. You know, skateboards are pretty expensive. And
then, yeah. And
then, back around 10th grade, my mom ordered me one for Christmas, a complete. And that one was something else.
Yeah?
Huh. I forgot what it was. So I skated that. And I think somebody gave me a help one. And then after I broke that one, I didn't skate for hella long.
Yeah, honestly, I just recently picked up a skateboard
too. Oh no, the Huff one, yeah. I was just skating. I had an internship at the city of Oakland. I was skating.
What were you going to do there?
It was just like from Lau family. You know how we get interns? I interned there. And then I broke my skateboard. Right? I didn't break it. Oh, I left it in Bart.
Damn.
And lost it. And I come to my internship and I told them, I'm like, yeah, I'm late because I thought I would be skateboarding over here, but I forgot. All right. They stole my board.
Right.
And now I'm doing some work for them or whatever. And this lady comes with a real one. You know, real skateboards. A good ass one. She gives it to me. She's like, yeah, we work with this program that gives out skates or something, skateboards. I used that one throughout college.
Was it a good one?
Huh?
Was it a good one?
It was one of those, you know, real?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just blue. It was real. And that was cool. All the stuff on it was good. And then after that, I broke it like another year. I just got back. My cousin got me in the skate. Alright, I have to go.
Alright, I don't know. Coming too. We're out of here. Alright guys, so that was the snack bar attendant, and you know, now our lunch is over, so now we have to get back to work, you know, working hard or hardly working, I don't know, who knows, do you know? I don't think so, do I know? I for sure know, but I'm not telling you guys what I know. Anyway,
I'm, you know, back at the work site. I gotta be. That's what I'm about to do. I'm about to keep going. I'm just doing my rounds. So let me tell you a little bit about my job description. It's actually not that bad, actually. I walk around and I do basic house duties at a corporate business, as you guys know. That's called being a janitor. So that's what I do. But, give me a minute. Alright, anyways, so a little bit about what I do is I just, you know, clean windows, I